Hello, friends, and welcome to Brazenly Shady. My name is Shazen Pages, and I'm one of your co-hosts. If you're a fan of chopping it up with your girlfriends while engaging in real, raw, and raunchy conversations, then buckle up and get comfortable because Brazenly Shady is definitely the podcast for you. Join me and my co-host, Sharonda Isadora, for bi-weekly episodes as we discuss all things romance with a dose of drama, tarot, and lipstick. Where you going? You ain't going nowhere. Tune in with us, guys. I promise you, you won't regret it.
Well, hello. Welcome to Brazenly Shady. I'm Sharonda.
And I am Shazen Pages. Hello, my people.
Hello.
It's been a while. I was over here on the struggle bus. I don't hold up Sharonda for what? 2 weeks?
Goddamn long.
In my defense, I've been freaking out here like a field slave picking cotton trying to read these goddamn books.
They ain't hitting.
The books ain't hitting, and I'm fighting for my life.
Fighting. Swinging.
Like, literally fighting for my life to finish them, because, anyway.
I don't know what it is, and it's very unfortunate, because you're just trying to find something to read, and then when you get in a slump, you're trying to find something to pull you out the slump, and it's just not... It's just not gelling. It's not working. It's depressing. It's very, very depressing. I don't like this. I don't like this one bit. And I don't want to, like, dislike every book that I pick up, but shit, it's damn near there.
It's disheartening that I just... Every time I pick up a book, I'm not even getting past the second chapter, the second or the third chapter, because it's like, I don't know if it's the formula that everybody's using, but y'all need to not use that formula anymore.
I don't know what they were doing before, but go back to doing that. Because it's like, Nothing is hitting. This is why I decided to take breaks in between reading, like 2-3 week breaks, because to keep constantly picking up a book is, and not even like enjoying it, even it's unfortunate. It's like the burnout is coming faster and faster.
Yeah, I've had you know, Kindle Unlimited gives you that 20 book.
Yeah.
And today, just today alone, I sent 5 books back to Kindle Unlimited Glory.
Damn.
5 of them. Because none of them is, it's just not hitting.
It's the pacing, too wordy, not too wordy. It's like everything now. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Go back to the original recipe, because
go back. Something ain't gelling.
I don't know.
It's gelling.
It's unfortunate, but I mean, what can you do? At this point, you're gonna have to take at least, like I said, at least 2-3 weeks. Off from reading and try again, so you won't get into a slump, or you know, yeah, or try to read something outside of what you generally read, and maybe that'll pick your interest up. But yeah, unfortunate times, Tommy.
Yeah, but you know, let's get back to this book. We have a new review for you guys today. Look at Sharonda. We read My Curvy Rival by Lee Caron.
Mm.
So, yeah, shout out to Big Butt in a Book
for putting this.
I was like, why couldn't you get it out?
I was about to say something else. I was about to say, you know. I was about to.
You had to catch yourself.
Shout out to Big Button of Book for putting this on my radar, because this is a new to me author.
Same.
And I saw it on her page, and the cover was cute. I think the cover, I like the pink. The cover is gorgeous, and she's a pink fanatic.
Yes.
So I can see why the cover, after reading the book, I can see why the cover is big. But Rivals to Lovers, somewhat love triangle, and age gap,
yes.
And there is also a plus size rep.
Yes.
So,
it was an interesting story. I will start off and say that I did not particularly care for the book, but I also did not hate it.
I think I'm there too. I did not love the book, but I liked it. I liked it. I did like it. I didn't love it, but I liked it. But in a nutshell, we have jazz legend. First of all, that name is very, very creative. I was like, why she named that girl jazz legend? Like, in a sense.
It was very catchy, very different.
Jazz legend is listening to jazz legend. Boom, boy. That's going to fuck you up in a sentence, okay? But I thought it was cute. It's different. It's unique. But jazz legend.
Yeah.
Jazz legend. I was like, oh, okay. But anyway, jazz is a plus size girl, and she's opening up her plus size inclusive gym. Right? So...
And she runs into Leo, and we got some hockey, who's a former hockey player, so we have some hockey player vibes here. He's a former hockey player who currently owns the gym.
Yeah.
And him and Jazz become these rivals, because when Jazz opens up her gym, she is putting her flyers
in his gym.
Jazz
gym is more sprinkle, and Leo's gym is more pin put. Like, he's more sanitary, and hers is like sprinkle. You're one of those gyms. Yeah,
you know, it's very not, very much. She was a different type of She ran her gym a little bit different. She did things a little bit different. She was more encouraging, and she tried to make it more, not just inclusive friendly, but more like, looser, because with him, it was kind of like he had like these stringent ways of doing things, which sometimes military type training.
Some people like that. I'm gonna tell you right now, the way that they met, Leo's brother is sweet on freaking Jazz. Leo's brother is sweet on Jazz, and he told her she could have put them flyers in the gym where he worked at, but he didn't get the permission from Leo, his older brother. So
he owns
the gym, and they kind of butt heads. And I'm going to tell you right now, I did not like Jazz.
No, I didn't like the way she read at him. Because
she was very judgmental. Very, very judgmental.
She was.
Very haughty attitude. You understand? Judgmental, haughty, and just plain old bitch. Like, she went in on him. And I'm like, girl.
Yeah, because I didn't think he was that bad when he went over there to ask her. You know what I'm saying? And as the owner of a gym, it's like, if I come to you and be like, hey, why is your stuff constantly showing up on my gym? It's like, you don't come to me towards an attitude, because it's like, even if the brother's the so-called manager or whatever he said he was, it's like, you still have to speak to the owner of the gym. Like, that's just the way to do business, Jazz. So her coming at him the way she did, it was very off-putting. Like, I didn't care for it either, because I didn't think he was that rude to her. wasn't for rude. Her to come at him the way she did.
He had a right to know, why are you putting these goddamn sprinkles in my gym? I didn't give you the okay to do this. So, and then she just went off on him. Oh, well, people are leaving your gym because they're coming to my gym. You know, she was
very rude.
They're coming to my gym because you're too hard on them, and they feel like they're being judged, and your methods are just, you know. And I'm like,
and see, I did not like that, because I didn't like for her, because when he snapped back at her, she got offended, she got upset. But it was okay for you to insult him, but he can't insult the way you run your business. Like,
went in there assuming things about him based off of what other people said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Literally based off of his gym and the way that he ran his program. And if we keep it a buck, some people like a stricter program. It keeps them, you know, keeps them on track.
Exactly. And so, then for her to be like all whiny and kind of bitchy and be like, well, your members came back and told me, like, why would you even tell another business person that? Like, and my thing is, if you as a person that is looking to get your health together, if you feel like a program is too stringent for you, then why not go to him and be like, hey, this is too stringent. Can we go another route or something? But just to go to his competitor and say he's all these things and talk shit about him behind his back, it was real rude. And then she came at him like that, and I was like, wow, you're real bitchy for like no reason. It was weird. And let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it 100. Jazz knew that his brother liked her, and she used that shit to her advantage.
She definitely did use that to her advantage, but
my
initial meeting of Jazz, I did not really care for her Her attitude, and she's 24 years old, and mm-hmm. she comes off, the way that she comes off, it's like, oh, I'm mature for my age, but a lot of stuff that she was doing in this book was not giving mature at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they met, and even though they have this, like, competition, this rival thing, they had, like, you can tell from their first meeting that Leo was like, damn, okay.
Leo was like so from jump. Leo was like, I will bend this biggie over.
Basically, he was like, I would bend her over, and, yeah.
He was like, I'll do it. So, he was very much interested in Jasmine, which made his initial approach to her not exactly the way he wanted it to go.
He could go off on her. He could go off on her, but I think his attraction to her kind of like slowed him down, because he was like, okay, one day I might want to bend this girl over, so I might going to be nice, so it wouldn't be too mean. So, you know, I could slide in, but I think his attraction saved her, because he was about to go off on her.
Yeah, because he was like, I ain't gonna go off on her. Because he could have went off on her the way that I think maybe a lot of readers would have wanted him to, but he didn't, because he was so attracted to her and he wanted to get past that, because he didn't want to get in her pants.
In them bras.
Yeah, he wanted to get inside them workout pants.
But so they kind of had this attraction to each other. But what made it worse is that Leo and his brother has a complicated relationship.
Yes. Okay. So,
that I felt should have been explored more in this book.
Yeah, that definitely could have been explored more. I think that should have been like more on page. So Leo and his brother have this kind of like tense relationship, and that was the mother's fault 100%, because she kind of like babied the younger brother. Their dad was a shit and ran out on them when they were younger, and the mother kind of put that pressure on Leo, like, you're the man of the house. And
so Leo had to grow up real quick, and it's just frustrating to him that he built his business from the ground up, and his brother literally...
His brother fucked up.
His brother fucked up big time, because his brother basically, he had this training program, was doing good, was training somebody who was about to go to the Olympics, I think, who was supposed to go to the Olympics, and they got caught up in a doping scandal that his little brother knew about, and his little brother didn't tell him. It kind of, like, squandered his business and everything.
And his brother basically start all over again because his name kind of got, like, dragged through the mud. People thought he was kind of, like, assistant in the whole doping thing. And it was real bad. So him and his brother have this really tense relationship. And because the mother babied the younger brother and refused to let this damn boy get a job or do anything, she kind of like guilt tripped Leo into letting him work at the gym.
Yo, she manipulated him at a young age to make him think that, okay, he was supposed to be responsible. Yeah. Like, he grew up too far. And then the brother was holding resentment towards him because he's like, oh, you got time with our dad. Yeah, but the nigga was trash.
But he wasn't shit.
He wasn't shit. So it's like,
Like, bitch, I was glad when he left. The fuck you want?
He was here, but he won't here. You know?
The brother, to me, that was 100%, like I said, it was 100% the mother's fault. Because instead of her making him grow up the way she forced Leo to, she turned around and babied him so goddamn bad that he has this resentment towards Leo, and he's looking at Leo like, you have everything. And it's like, I have everything because I worked my ass off to have everything. And you almost fucking ruined it with your bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it was fucked up. So he's holding this resentment towards his own brother for no goddamn reason. Because honestly, if not for Leo, where would you be, my guy? But anyway, so what ends up happening is the brother, like Tamar said earlier, the brother ends up telling Jazz that she can put these flies on there, Leo Butt's heads. But also the brother is feeling Jazz, and Jazz, like I said, I feel like she was taking advantage of that. She knew that brother liked her. She was like, I'm going to get these flyers. You know what I'm saying?
This is where the love triangle somewhat comes in. Because
she starts feeling Leo. When she meets Leo, she's like,
she starts feeling Leo, but she's leading on the little brother, going on dates, kissing, talking, but she trying to test? Girl! Yes.
Thank you!
Shit, Jazz. Stop your shit. Like, you, and then you acting like you ain't know what you're doing. You know what you're doing!
That's the shit that
pissed me. Stop playing!
Oh my God, that's the shit that pissed me off with her, because she was like, when Leo was like, yo, he thinks that y'all a couple. Like, he likes you, he's feeling you, and she's like, no, he doesn't. Like, bitch, like, what? How are you talking about something you on your grown woman, but you don't even know. Jazz knew she was playing fucking games, because remember, there was a point in there she was saying, well, maybe I'll just keep going out with the brother to maybe kind of, like, solve off these rising feelings that I have toward Leo. And that right there, I was side-eyeing her, because I was like, you know you like Leo. You saw Leo, you was feeling it. You know what I'm saying? You wanted him to slide in your motherfucking workout pants, okay? But you want to sit up here and play in the brother's face? Like, come on, stop playing. And then, like Leo told her, listen, I like you and I want to be with you, whatever, but I can't be fucking playing games with my brother, because me and him already got a tense-ass relationship. Right. And here you come with your bullshit. Like, no.
He was like, do you want me to leave? Yeah, bitch, go. Because you playing too much.
Yeah, she was right. Wilding. This story does move fast, because...
Very fast-paced.
It's very fast-paced because they don't... Like, it says rivalry, but I kind of feel like we didn't get that a lot on page.
We didn't get... See, and this
right?
This is my biggest issue with this book.
Okay.
My biggest issue with this book is that I feel now the book is very, very hot. Like, it's hot.
Yeah.
I feel like the sex scenes overpowered so many details in this book.
So many details.
Because one, Leo and Jazz, they're getting to know each other. They want it, and they're making time to get to know each other.
Mm.
And he was like, spend a week with me.
Right.
We did not get any details of them getting to know each other when she spent the week by him. Oh, but we got the sex, though. We got the sex.
And that's the thing. Yeah, and that's why.
What the hell?
Yeah. I wanna go back because I'm like, so we get them kind of like butt heads.
Yes.
And then the next thing you know, they feeling each other. They have sex. The situation pops up with the brother. Yeah. And then he's like, okay, let's spend a week together for us to get to know each other. But we got none of that on page.
We ain't get the rivals part of curvy rivals in this book. We got curvy because she's thick. She's plus size. She's fat.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to when I said they were staying with each other for a week, but we didn't get sex. First of all, why the hell? Why are you letting a man use sex toys on you? That's not new. If that man ain't pulling them sex toys out of the plastic and he see me, I am not you out of your rabbit ass mind. Because if you think that right there, I was like, so you just got sex toys waiting for these women to come? No. No.
You know,
unsanitary.
Unsanitary, because it's like there was no scene where he even cleaned it.
That's what I'm saying. And then he talking about, oh, we about to do anal sex. Boy, you just met me. You just met me and you pulling out the toys on the first day. You ain't know if I'm into this shit. I was like, okay. I feel like emphasis was on sex a little too much in this book.
It was very much storyline.
Yeah. We did not get any rivals because it was like they beef for one sex. And I know they let me kiss you. I'm like, I'm not kissing you. I want to fuck. Wait a minute. Hold a second, would you? I mean, yeah, we are gonna, but damn.
Yeah, like, give me a minute.
And it's like, the first sexual encounter and you pulling out toys from your drawer? Where the package? Did you just open
like,
the package?
Where did these come from?
So you just saving sex toys for random women? Okay, Jazz, girl. Okay, Jazz. Because ain't nobody was using that on me. You gotta be, are you lying?
I mean, where did these things come from? Are they, are they clean? You need to clean these now. No. We just need to go to the store and we need to get some new toys because you're not.
Ready yet? Let's order some new toys.
Yeah. Yeah,
the pacing of this book did not help. The pacing was very fast, and it's I don't have a problem with fast paced books. Actually, I prefer them.
Yeah,
but in this case, the sex overpowered everything in this book because we didn't get that. We didn't get to see no rivals. We didn't get to see them get to know each other. And then when the incident with him and his brother. We didn't even get to see that, like, the conversation they had. It was just so...
It felt rushed.
It felt rushed.
Just like, let me add this in so we can have some type of resolvence of the situation between him and his brother. It just didn't feel real, you know what I mean? And it's like, I agree with Tama 100%. Like, we love steamy stories. We do. Yeah. But we need a story. We need a story, especially if this is going to be a love matchup between two rivals. Where's the rivalry? There was none. Okay? And then, like Tama said, this story moves fast. It ain't even medium pace. This story moves fast as hell, which, we all can enjoy. But again, where is the story? We don't get no building of any type of relationship between Leo and Jazz. And that's very disappointing because I think, given if the story would have moved at maybe a medium pace, and maybe had long pages,
needed a
you could have enjoyed this way better.
And the way that it ended, I would have preferred like an epilogue. And the thing about it is that the ending, because you know we know she was a dancer and she's talking about being plus size and not getting, you know, any
not getting jobs or not getting
ballet because she's plus size. And then at the end of the book, she gets this opportunity to dance. And I'm like, okay, so I didn't hear anything while I was reading to say, okay, a dance company reached out to her. So I'm like, you say you didn't get any opportunities because you was fat.
Mm-hmm.
You still fat.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the book, you got an opportunity. Okay, what happened? Like, we didn't get any information. Or I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
So, I'm just going to lay this on the line. Please stop adding y'all pocketbook gays into these stories. Her best friend was a pocketbook checkmark gay, queer person, gay person to add into the story. I'm not saying that these things, that real friendships like this does not exist, but it felt very, let me diversity check in this book.
And piggybacking off of that, it was also a part in there when she was talking about racism, being black and racist, and I was trying to figure out where the fuck.
It had nothing to do with the story.
What does that to do with the story?
It had nothing to do with the story.
It was just like, you just randomly put as a black woman in racism. I'm like, wait a minute, I thought we was talking about gyms and shit. Like, where is this coming from?
If your story does not call for it, yes, we understand that she is a fat black woman. Yes, we understood that her friend was black and queer. We get it. But it was no need for that to be in there. It had no correlation with the story at all. So my thing is, if there is no need for any type of racism or mentions of it to be on page inside of your romance, there's no need for it. Where did it play in the story? It just didn't. Even if you just mention it offhand, where did it play into the story? Sometimes just give us a story. If you're going to write an interracial romance and you're going to partner your black character with a white person, we don't need the mentions of racism.
We don't need the race. We don't need the race. Because especially if it had nothing to do with the story.
We don't have nothing to do with the story.
It just came out of nowhere. And I'm like, baby, you could keep this.
Because at the end of the day, not only white folks are reading your book. I know y'all want to teach white folks lessons when y'all writing these stories. Stop it. Just give us a goddamn romance, okay?
Yeah,
that's all we need.
I don't like I could do without that, and it did come off
because it didn't tie, and especially for the story that she was telling Leo about her being a plus size ballet dancer.
At this point, it's like, did it have anything to do with her being black or just that she was fat? You know, it was just that she was fat.
Yeah,
and I don't think it had. We focusing on the fat, because you said we got fat rep. So is this about her being fat, or is it about her being black? Because she said she didn't get that opportunity because she was fat.
Right.
So
and two things can be true at one time, but the racism part did not, you know, the bare mention of it in the story. It did not play. It had no correlation to nothing that was going on.
Yeah, it didn't have anything to do with the storyline or the plot at all. So seeing that come up was like, okay, girl, you ain't have to put that in there.
These teachable moments in books,
let me tell you something. These people, they do not care. Okay? They do not care. You putting this in a book is not going to make them say, oh, my God. They are aware of what we have to deal with. They just do not care.
Amen, sister. Preach to the holy heavens. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So these teachable moments and giving us these monologues about racism and stuff in these books, Cut it out.
Because every day these folks get on the motherfucking Beyonce knows Carter internet and prove they don't give a fuck. Let's stop
it. They do not care. But like I said, I did not hate this book. I liked the book, but I feel like the author had a lot of opportunities to make this book better and capitalize on it.
Correct.
It should have been longer. And that would have helped. It should have been longer.
I will definitely agree with Tame on that.
You needed an epilogue because the way that it ended, it was so abrupt. And it was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, she got her little ballet opportunity. And I'm like, well, when did we didn't get anything about a company calling her to give her opportunity or nothing. So I'm like, okay.
Like I said, it just felt like everything towards the end was just kind of like mashed together to give us some type of resolvance of the issues that were talked about in this book. We get a resolvance of Leo, the situation with his brother and his mom, him finally talking to his mom about his mom being too lax with the brother and being too hard on him. Mm-hmm. It just felt like everything was just kind of like thrown in there. Jazz irritated me a whole lot in this book, especially the situation with the brother, because it's like for you to play so dumb and tell Leo in his face, like, I don't think your brother feels that way about me when everybody around you saw it. Even your goddamn gay best friend had to tell you, like, girl, stop playing.
Like, she was literally banking on him liking her to get those flyers. She was banking on that. And she played the naive, like, oh, I didn't know. Yes, you did, Jazz, shut up.
Like, even for your friend to tell you, like, Jazz, like, let's stop playing ball-headed games here. You know, and you need to tell that boy that you don't feel the same way that you feel about him. Don't sit up here and say you're on your grown woman, but then you're going to sit up here and play like, oh, I didn't know. He knows I don't feel that. How does he know if you don't tell him? Like, let's stop saying that. That don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. Even in the book, it don't make no sense. Stop doing that. So, I will agree with Tama. I'm sorry I have to say this. It was too much sex. Where's the story? Where's the story? Like, a story was there, but like Tama said, there was so many missed opportunities for her to give us kind of like a well-rounded, complete story, because every time we turned around, it was like, they was fucking. And like, yes, give us the fucking, but also, where's your story? I need a story. Even in a romance, we need a story. If it's not erotica, which this wasn't, you know, what's going on here? But like I said, I did not particularly hate the story, but also did not care for it.
I just wanted more outside of the sex. Now, don't get me wrong. The sex and their chemistry was good. They had great chemistry.
They had chemistry together.
But I wanted more. I feel like I needed more.
Yes.
So for me, this was like a 3-star for me. Because I did like Leo. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get to know him more and he started explaining that he had diabetes and, you know, Just the way that he was living his life, and he was eating right because he had diabetes, and she was literally, just dragging him for not eating processed foods and doing this. And when you find out he's a diabetic, so it's like you just judging, and you don't know. It's like Leo saved the story for me. Leo was supposed to be the grumpy one, but depending on. If we have to use Leo, Jazz, and the brother, I'm gonna pick Leo any day.
I don't think Leo was the grumpy one. If you ask me, Jazz was the grumpy one, because that was the other thing that kind of like threw me off with her character that I did not like about her character. She was very judgmental for a person that did not want to be judged because of her fat body. She did not want to be judged for that. She did not want people, you know. Again, being judgmental towards her, but she was so judgmental towards Leo. She was talking, oh, you think you all of that and so when he broke down his life, like, hey, I come from this, I work hard for what I have, like, you just, and it's just like he told her, like, you're very judgmental, like, you have all these negative things to say about me, but when I say something about you, it's like, oh, don't say that because I'm fat and I'm black and I can't be accepted as a dancer because I'm fat. Don't you dare do that. But let me talk about you. Let me make assumptions about you. But don't you dare make assumptions about me.
Exactly.
Girl, get your shit together. That ain't right. Like, get your, like, girl, you floating backwards, Jazz. You floating backwards. She annoyed me a whole lot. She was a very, I'm sorry, she was a very annoying character. Honestly, if not for Leo, this book would have been a DNF for me because I did not like Jazz's character. She was not likable.
Jazz was not likable at all. Leo saved this book for me.
Yeah, you can't keep writing these women.
And
when people be like, y'all just don't like women. No, I love women very much. I just don't like annoying women. And Jazz was annoying. I'm sorry. Fictional, real, whatever. She was fucking annoying.
Oh, my God. She was. She was so annoying.
She was annoying. Leo, sweet. He was. If you ask me, he was way too nice because I would have cussed the ass out on first go. Like, who's you talking to? Knowing me, I probably would have called her some names, but that's just me. That's just me. Because she was rude as fuck, and it was so unnecessary. Like, damn, all the man is asking me is, like, why these flies keep popping up on my business? Like, he owns the gym. Like, common sense would think, like, what if it was him doing it to you? She would have wanted him to come directly to her, not to anybody else in her gym.
Yeah, I feel like she had a right to know.
But you got a problem with him coming to you as the owner of the gym. Like, girl. Ooh, her 24 years was showing, honey, in this book. It was showing. Yes,
it was definitely showing in this book.
This is why I can't be reading these young-ass characters. They annoy my motherfucking soul.
You know, I could get with them sometimes, but Jazz was interested. She just came off as very judgmental and portraying that she was so mature, but the decisions that she was making was mature.
They weren't good decisions at all. And at the end of the day, you cannot say anything to that man. He had every right to say what he said and felt how he felt. Like, you don't get to sit up here and judge him and tell him how wrong he is. When you out here wilding the fuck out, Jasmine. Yeah. Playing motherfucking games with him and his brother. Rude.
Definitely will read more from this author. But this book, it was just okay for me. I didn't hate it, but I also didn't love it. And I think it had something to do with the main female character, and just not enough meat. We needed just more pages. So I would definitely give this author another chance. Mm-hmm. But this book right here, no, it wasn't my favorite.
I'm just going to piggyback off what Tama said. That's all.
piggyback. No.
Hey.
I was thinking, giddy up. Giddy time. And you know, that's it. Anyway, that's my shit. Okay, go ahead. Let's finish.
You got Tyron, but I love Yaya. Yeah. With that deep ass voice, when she be like, ooh, I'm like, hey, girl. Yes. See? Yes. Did your thing, Miss Beyonce. Knows Carter. You did your thing with this album, honey. But at the end of it all, My Curvy Rival is an okay read for both of us here at Brazenly Shady. Mm-hmm.
Definitely willing to give the author a next try. But this one? It was okay. I would give it okay.
It was okay. It was okay. But ooh, honey, that is it for us here at Brazenly Shady. And until the next one, later days.
Well, hello, it's Sharonda Isadora, and if you're at the end of this episode, we thank you so very much. Make sure you're tuning in bi-weekly for new episodes of Brazenly Shady. You can catch our previous shows via your favorite podcast platform everywhere. Also, make sure you're following us via social media at Brazenly Shady. Instagram and Twitter. And until the next bout of shenanigans, later days. Bye.